Asia.
Japanese music habits. Back to the future. Why do the Japanese still buy compact discs?
When Prince sang Tonight I'm Gonna Party Like It's 1999 on his 1982 hit 1999, he was describing a party during a turn of the millennium apocalypse. He could have been singing about the music industry. In 1999, according to the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, or IFPI, global recorded music revenues soared to $22 billion. That's $40 billion in 2023 prices. That revenue was largely driven by the compact disc, or CD. Over the next 15 years, those revenues would fall as consumers turned to streaming. The IFPI recently reported that streaming accounts for 67% of revenues. CDs account for just 10%. But in Japan, it seems time has stood still. In 2023, 39% of recorded revenues came from CDs there, making Japan the second biggest music market globally. On the face of it, this may be down to demography. Nearly 30% of the Japanese population is 65 or older. But older listeners have cottoned on to streaming elsewhere. Although 24% of Italian citizens are 65 or older, 65% of recorded music revenues come from streaming. Instead, two factors explain the Japanese market for CDs. The first is price controls. In 1953, Japan's government, concerned about its products being devalued, established Saihan Seido, or its price retail maintenance system. This system gave copyright owners the ability to set the prices for certain classes of intellectual property, including physical products such as CDs. Because retailers and resellers could not compete on prices, they were inflated, and consumers had few alternatives. Music companies are able to leverage this monopoly power to maintain the status quo. Japanese talent agencies also stopped their artists from being on streaming platforms. The second factor is that in the decades after the establishment of Seihan Seido, these talent agencies began to market performers as idols. Part of the way that this idol status is maintained is through events, which fans are typically only eligible for if they purchase a CD. Some buy several in order to up their chances of an encounter with a pop star. The branch of Tower Records, a record shop in Tokyo, has several floors dedicated to idols. This type of fan culture has kept the CD alive in South Korea too. Fully 33% of recorded music revenues came from CDs there last year. Despite this, however, the CD does seem to be losing its grip over Japanese music fans. In 2019, CDs accounted for 49% of recorded music revenues on the island nation, while streaming only accounted for 18%. Last year, streaming surged to 36%. Soon, it seems, Japanese listening habits will mirror those in the rest of the rich world.